This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Dave.
Our guest is Marcel Valois, the executive director of the Rhode Island Economic Development Corporation. Welcome to The Bottom Line.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, you ran the EDC for Governor Lincoln Almond back in the mid-90s. It included developing the former Navy property at Quonset Davisville, bringing Fidelity Investments to Rhode Island, also building the Providence Place Mall. How would you compare the economic development climate, the environment then and now?
Well, clearly, we enjoyed probably better times back in the mid-90s when I last did this. There was a lot more, I think, market opportunities that Rhode Island had at its disposal at that time. Coming back today, the climate has changed in that I think we are focused more on the growth of smaller companies, more agile companies, new company startups, than a focus that we had maybe 10 or 15 years ago on larger companies. We also had a stronger manufacturing base than we have today. Today we're more involved with innovation-type companies, companies that are more creative types. So the landscape has changed to, again, a smaller, more agile, more technology-based type of companies throughout the state as it was back then. But on the other hand, I think the opportunities are still as great, if not greater, because of the evolution of a lot of our institutions in the state since then.
When the companies you're describing, they're technology-based startups. I mean, by their nature, they're actually riskier, though, too, right? Do you think that the nature of risk in development has changed as well?
I think the risk has always been inherent in startups in early stage companies, whether today or 10 or 15 years ago. I think there's more of them, and we rely a lot more today for new company startups and early stage companies to kind of lay the base for new economic, the better economic well-being for Rhode Island. But the risk has always been there, and the question becomes, who takes that risk? Should it be the public sector, or do we incentivize the private sector to take a bigger piece of that risk?
Do you break down economic development planning into perhaps two areas, short-term economic development and long-term? I'm speaking down through the decades.
And that's the biggest challenge. So the governor has articulated a very strong vision about our economic plan, and a lot of them are long-term. How do we fix our education system to make sure that we have a competitive education system, especially with our neighbors in Massachusetts? How do we invest in infrastructure in Rhode Island and find a way to pay for it long-term, especially the maintenance of that infrastructure, and make sure that it's world-class, that it can be competitive? How do we change our workforce development system to make sure that the skills in the marketplace match our citizens' backgrounds so that folks that come out of our schools and universities can find jobs? These are all long-term issues. Could take 5, 10, 15 years to get it right. But we need to begin investing in that now. On the other hand, there are short-term issues that we need to deal with, such as regulatory reform, creating a climate in Rhode Island for companies that are already here to thrive and to make investments here, access to capital. Those are all short-term issues that we need to address. So I think it's a combination of both.
Who do you folks at the EDC talk with to come up with the priorities? Who tells you what they need?
The only way to understand what they need is to make sure that we converse with our customers, not any different than any other business in the state. So we're out there on a regular basis talking to both industry-based associations and businesses themselves. I've visited, I think, 60 or 70 companies just in the last few months, and you have to listen. And you have to pick up on common themes that they articulate. And what's important to your customer is that somehow we respond effectively. When these themes come up, do you have a plan to address them and to be able to show results? And I think if you can build that confidence in the business base in Rhode Island, I think they'll turn around and decide to invest in Rhode Island.
Starting January 1, though, the role of the EDC in Rhode Island actually changes a little bit. You know, Dave just asked, how do you set the priorities? And, you know, implicit in that is that you would be sort of making policy decisions. Does that continue after January 1?
the General Assembly last year addressed some major restructuring on how Rhode Island does economic development thinking, planning, and what I call doing. And they've separated those responsibilities. In 2015, there is going to be a restructuring of government under a Secretary of Commerce that will be running many of the operating entities of government to make sure that somebody wakes up every day and thinks about how government interacts with business. In the interim, however, and the Economic Development Corporation, which will be renamed the Rhode Island Commerce Corporation, their responsibility will be actually to carry out programs, not to necessarily develop policy, not to do the analytics, and not to do the general visioning. That's all going to be embedded in a Secretary of Commerce and also a Council of Economic Advisors. My challenge is, what do we do between now and 2015? So EDC, or the Economic Development Corporation, has to play both roles. They need to implement programs and also work on economic planning and strategy setting. And we're doing that through joint ventures in the next year, either through the Rhode Island Foundation, working with them and getting private sector focus groups around the table to identify the key priority areas, but also with the trying to intervene in the whole roadmap state comprehensive planning process to make sure that we have current economic thinking in our planning efforts.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and we're speaking with Marcel Valois, the Executive Director of the Rhode Island Economic Development Corporation. Following up on what Mark asks, Rhode Island will have a new governor in January of 2015. Might any present economic development approaches and priorities be supplanted by a new administration? We're doing speculation, I know.
I spent a lot of time in the private sector. I spent some little time in the public sector. But there's one thing that is almost certain as the sun comes up in the morning is that when a new governor comes in, they will have their own priorities as they come in. However, I think we need to be careful that, you know, when you asked me earlier about has anything changed, a lot of the business issues that were raised 10 or 15 years ago are still prevalent today.
Such as? Quickly.
Regulatory reform, access to capital, all of those issues are still very much on the forefront, and we need to make sure that we have some consistency in how we deal with those. And every time a new governor or a new leadership comes in and we have to change programs or priorities, it's important that we address some of the specific areas they want to pursue, but there are some fundamental things that we need some continuity in.
What about the issue of bringing in jobs that pay right now? I mean, we have a high unemployment rate. People are looking for stability in their incomes. What are you doing to bring in immediate jobs, immediate employment and hiring?
The notion in the community is that we spend all of our time going outside the state of Rhode Island trying to lure the big fish and get that big company to come into Rhode Island, and that's just the opposite. In all of the studies that I've seen, 70 to 80% of growth of any region comes from within. These are companies that are already here, that are sitting on capital, and they're making decisions today as to whether they're going to invest that capital here or someplace else in order to grow their business. So we need to make sure that we focus attention and identify those companies in our marketplace today in Rhode Island that can expand their businesses. And what's preventing them from doing that? If it's a workforce issue, if they can't find the labor, can we be helpful in doing that? If it's access to capital, if they're having trouble through private marketplace, is there anywhere else we can direct them? Sometimes it's helping them identify new markets and new opportunities, and maybe we help train them working with our partners at the universities for export assistance, for instance. So we need to grow from within.
And our guest on The Bottom Line has been Rhode Island Economic Development Director Marcel Valois. We will continue this discussion in our next segment. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And again, thanks to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Support for The Bottom Line comes from Bank RI, a local bank creating financial solutions to help small businesses grow and succeed. More at bankri.com.